Dictation for Marilyn, Marilyn Myers, N-Y-E-R-S, February 27, 1938. Addresses a letter to Angela Jensen, J-E-N-S-E-N, 583-1914. Dear Mrs. Jensen, a follow-up for Mrs. Myers. I saw her twice in the hospital last year, in September and October. She has renal failure, underlying congestive heart failure with preserved ejection fraction, problems of mitral valve disease, bilateral pleural effusion, moderate pulmonary hypertension, also systemic hypertension, diabetes, probably hypertensive nephropathy with a small kidneys without obstruction and low-level proteinuria, not in the nephrotic range. She did go winter for Florida. She was admitted to the hospital for apparently CHF decompensation, question myocardial infarction. There was high potassium around 6, aldactone discontinued and then restarted later on, did not require dialysis. She does have vitamin B12 deficiency with monthly shots, 2 pounds down, supposed to do salt fluid restriction, eating well without vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, a nice infection in the urine, cloudiness of blood. She has chronic nocturia, but no incontinence. Edema is improved. Present in no chest pain, palpitation, syncope. Dyspnea improved. No oxygen inhalers or sleep apnea. No purulent arterial hemoptysis. Otherwise, review system is negative. I review medications. I want to highlight back on the aldactone, metoprolol, Demadex. Insulin lentils, no sliding scale, cholesterol treatment for rheumatoid arthritis on Plaquenil, and she sees eye doctor in a regular basis. There has been no deposits. Next paragraph, blood pressure at home, 130 to 140 over 80. Today was 138.68 on the right side. No localized valvulitis. There is JBD, no arrhythmia. Minor systolic ejection murmur, no pericardial wrap, obesity of the abdomen, chronic 2+ edema with varicose veins, and a large obese person. There is also deformity on the left shin, prior trauma. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries from May. Creatinine is 2.9. And this is higher than baseline. Back in the hospital was around 1.2. Present GFR will be 20, stage 4. Normal potassium, metabolic acidosis 22, a low sodium 136. Normal albumin, elevated alkaline phosphatase AST, other liver function test normal. Glucose high in the 170s, BUN high in the 100s, normal calcium. No phosphorus was done, no cell count. Back in March, anemia 11.2, normal white blood cell platelets. In March, creatinine 3.18 for a GFR of 13, potassium 6.3, that's when she was in the hospital. Diabetes A1C poorly controlled 9.7, creatinine over time. November last year, 1.5, 1.6, 1.9. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD is stage 4, which likely represents diabetes, hypertension, but probably also cardiorenal. Next number, diastolic type congestive heart failure, salt fluid restrictions, continued diuretics, monitor the use of aldactone prior hyperkalemia. Next number, hyperkalemia as indicated above. Next number, mitral valve disease. Next number, pulmonary hypertension. Next number, probably hypertensive nephrosclerosis with bilateral small kidneys without obstruction. Next number, component of diabetic nephropathy, low-level proteinuria, non-nephrotic range. Next number, anemia, multifactorial, continued B12 replacement. We will update iron studies, potential replacement for that, as well as potential EPO treatment. Next number, needs PTH to assess for secondary hyperparathyroidism. All issues discussed with the patient, end of dictation.